Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. Today we're going to talk with a company that helps RVers set up residency in South Dakota, get a driver's license, register their cars, register to vote, and even handles all their mail while they're on the road. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Bill Lenzenmeyer is the owner of Your Best Address, a company based out of South Dakota that is ideally suited to support RVers and work campers. People set up accounts with Your Best Address to have all their mail forwarded to that location in South Dakota. From there, the company sorts it and stores it until the RVer is in a position to receive his or her mail. Your Best Address then bundles all the mail and ships it off to wherever the RVer may be. The firm will even process packages. People can ask that their mail be scanned and emailed to them instead. Then subscribers decide whether they can have the mail held for future delivery, sent right away, or shredded if it's nothing important. This type of service is a tremendous benefit to RVers, so they don't need to worry about overflowing mailboxes back home. Plus, it's a huge time saver because with digital mail, you can read your mail the same day it's delivered. All you need is an internet connection. The other benefit to setting up an address in South Dakota is that it qualifies the RVer to become a resident of that state where there is no income tax or no inheritance tax. Your Best Address can also help RVers get South Dakota driver's licenses and even register their cars and RVs in South Dakota. The beauty of that arrangement is that RVers are not required to have emissions tests performed on their vehicles, which often requires a trip back to the RVer's home state every year to re-register the car or the RV. But that's not the case with Your Best Address and a South Dakota residency. To explain how the system works, how much it costs, and the benefits to setting up residency in South Dakota, please welcome Bill Lenzenmeyer to the show. Thanks for joining us, Bill. I appreciate the time. Can you tell us what Your Best Address is all about and the types of services that you provide?
Well, hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on. Your Best Address is a U.S. mail forwarding company, and we typically serve our primary clients are full-time RVers, medical personnel that travel around a lot, basically anyone with a mobile lifestyle. And so what happens is people make us their address, their mail comes to us, and then they reach out. Either they're on a schedule with a specific address on file, or if they're moving around, they'll email us or call us and ask us to forward their whatever accumulated mail they have to a certain location. One of the things we do in that process is we can get rid of their junk mail if they want and just send their first class mail. And we also have what's called digital mail, which means that people get an email with a picture of the envelope of each piece of mail or box or magazine that they receive. And then those people are able to go into the system and request either for us to shred that mail, to forward it on to them, or just to hold it for the time being. But we can also at that point, if they request, open their mail and scan the contents to them in an email. So for instance, we have clients that spend winters down in Mexico, or we have clients that are overseas, or some live on boats. And when they get into port, they hook into their internet and go through their mail and send us their requests.
That's neat. Now, did you found this company?
I didn't, but I'll tell you how I got started in it. Back in 2009, my wife and I were going overseas to work for the government. And I decided that rather than have my mother-in-law go through all our mail, I would check into mail forwarding companies. and there happened to be two in Sioux Falls at the time. I became a client of the other mail forwarding company in town and was a client for 5.5 years. When our contracts overseas ended, we came back and I actually became the general manager of that mail forwarding company. It was an ideal situation because I knew the business from the customer side and what customers need and require and want. And with my managing background, I was able to manage a business. And I did that for 19 months and got to know the owner of Your Best Address. And his name was Larry, and his wife, Rosemarie, worked in the business with their daughter. And I came over and took Larry to lunch in January of 2017. And Larry at the time was 75 years old. His wife was 77, but yet they were working 5 days a week. And I convinced Larry that he needed to retire. And a couple months later, we came to an agreement. And I bought Your Best Address on March 31st of 2017. Since that time, we've made some changes in terms of our reach. We became the premier mail forwarder for the Family Motor Coach Association out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So we handle many of their clients' mail forwarding needs. And so between that and using the internet for advertising, which one of my sons helps me out with, we've grown the business. In fact, we've tripled the business since I bought it in March of 2017.
Very good. So how does it work to collect the mail? I mean, do people, all mail comes to that particular location in South Dakota, and then do people actually have mailboxes, or is it envelopes, or how do you do that?
I've got shelves that have 72 slots, and the slots are about 2.5 inches tall and 9 inches wide. And I just ordered two more shelves yesterday. The mail comes in at about 11 o'clock in the morning. The carrier comes up to our office on the second floor, usually with a cart full of plastic bins full of mail. Our mail clerk begins sorting through the mail and first sorts all the first class mail and then gets into the third class depending on what the client's needs are. So then the mail gets put away into their boxes and it can sit for a month or two, or as I said, people sometimes they have mailing instructions that once a week, send my mail to this location. So our mailing supervisor runs a list every morning at about 10 a.m. of today's outgoing mail. And there could be 50 people on that list for today. There could be 300 people on the list. It really depends on the day of the month and the time of the year. But the mail gets packaged up. And if it's over 13 ounces, it defaults with USPS to priority mail. Otherwise, it can go first class, or if somebody prefers priority mail. People will get packages here. We'll get boxes. So we have some shelves in the mailroom that we number the boxes to correspond with the person's mailbox. And we put a card in their box so we know to look for a package when it comes time to pack up their mail.
That's smart.
It's a neat situation because we can send mail pretty much anywhere, to campgrounds, to sometimes people are going to be visiting a friend, and so send it to my friend's apartment or house, so we'll send it there. We can also send it general delivery to a post office, and so somebody knows they're going to be going through, say, Provo, Utah next Friday. We'll send their mail general delivery to Provo, Utah. They show up with their driver's license and collect their mail and off they go.
So what does this cost?
It's $12 a month for the traditional mail forwarding, where the mail comes in and we put it in your box and then you email us or call us and we mail out whatever's in your box, less say junk mail if you don't want that. So it's $12 a month for the box rental. It's $1.50 to package up the mail. It's just that helps cover the expense of the envelopes and things like that. And when people sign up, we typically take a $50 postage escrow amount and put it into a postage account. And as their mail goes out, if it goes out first class every other week, that $50 could last them 2 years. But like I said, some people want things FedEx because it's urgent, or they want it priority mail. So when they get down to about $5 or $10, we'll reach out to them and ask them to put a little bit more onto their postage account.
Okay. So you don't maintain a credit card on file and just automatically replenish that fund?
Well, some clients are okay with us keeping a credit card number on file. We keep that locked up in a file cabinet at night. And that office, actually, the billing clerk's office, is actually locked as well. We have instructions sometimes to automatically, when it gets down to $10, you know, put a set amount back in. We also use PayPal and another credit card processing company where people can get on our website and just pay for more postage, to up their postage or to renew their box. And they just can follow the instructions on the website, or they call us and say, I know I need to renew. Can you just, you know, charge me for that?
And this is better than the post office because there's no limit to the length of time that you can forward the mail. I think the post office allows, what, 6 months?
Exactly. So the post office allows 6 months. The other drawback with the post office is, if you want forwarding from them, they will forward everything in the box, including junk mail, which can add, you know, cost to your postage. But also, they will only go to from point A to point B. So some people, they're going to summer in, say, in Michigan and winter in Florida. That sometimes is a good option for them. But if somebody's moving around, the post office is not going to be what they need.
Right. Yeah, because it's hard for the post office alone. You'll have to set it up every single time you want it forwarded somewhere, correct?
Right. Yes. Right, right. And they and I don't believe, I may be wrong, but I don't believe the post office will, I don't know what they do with packages, if they receive a package, if they'll forward that on or not. I think it's just first class mail that they'll forward.
And what about magazines? Will you guys accept magazines and packages?
We do. Okay. We do. Some people will give specific instructions. I was over in the mailroom this morning and watching the mail clerk pack up the mail, and the instructions were they wanted Home and Gardens, but they didn't want, there were a couple of magazines having to do with cigars and airplanes. And so I suspect that there might be a story behind that, why they no longer wanted their cigars and airplanes magazines.
But, you just do what you're told.
Yep.
There
we do what we're told. And if we're not clear, we call customers. You know, we'll generally, every day, we're reaching out to two or three customers because either their mail instructions were not clear enough for us to be comfortable sending it, or they get something odd in, and we just want to make sure that they want it forwarded on.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do much more than forward mail to people. You have a variety of other services that you make available, such as setting people up as South Dakota residents.
Correct. Yep. South Dakota's got a great environment for taxes, and there's no state income tax on your personal state, you know, personal income. There's no inheritance tax. There's a variety of things that make South Dakota attractive for people setting up, for instance, trusts. And so if people want to establish residency in South Dakota, they need a South Dakota address, which is what we provide. And they also need a one night stay every 5 years. And so we help facilitate that in terms of making sure they have all the documentation they need. And if they're new clients, we'll give them a copy of our contract rather than two pieces of mail with their new address on it, because if they just signed up, they won't have the mail. But it's a pretty slick operation. Some people, you know, will drive into Sioux Falls and take care of that. Other people will fly in, and they'll be in there for overnight and then fly back out. So we try to help them get prepped for that. So it's a seamless transition. I tell them if they get to the driver's license station at 7:30 in the morning, by about 8:15, they walk out with a South Dakota license and they're a South Dakota resident.
Wow. Yeah. Why is South Dakota residency preferred by a lot of RVers?
Well, I think it gets into the no state income tax and things like that. It's just a very friendly state to be a resident of in that regard. One of the other services we feature is we help people register their vehicles in Minnehaha County, which is where we're located. And the county treasurer will allow that if someone has an annual mailbox agreement with us. And what we can do for them, the people, is we collect their paperwork from them. We have some forms to make sure they've got all the documentation. And we do a power of attorney form. And we have a vehicle registration specialist who goes down to the county office every day and processes vehicle registrations. Some people find that even if they are living in a different state, if they have a personal mailbox with us, they can still register their RV in South Dakota, which we have a 4% state sales tax in South Dakota, which is more competitive than some other states.
Mm-hmm. And no income tax?
No income tax.
That's going to be a big
federal
benefit.
Tax. So what appeals to a lot of people about South Dakota is if you, let's say you and your spouse are retired teachers out of Wisconsin or Minnesota or Michigan, and you become a South Dakota resident through us because you have an annual agreement with us, your pension is no longer taxed at that Michigan income tax rate or that Wisconsin income tax rate.
Illinois.
It's taxed at zero for personal. So that can save people, you know, a significant amount of money over time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And when it comes to registering a vehicle, are there any special requirements for that?
The one thing that South Dakota requires that I don't know that other states do or not is when we're doing an RV, we need the empty vehicle weight, which is usually found in a placard on the inside of one of the cabinets of the RV. But we can register motorcycles, tow cars or cars or trucks, pretty much anything for people. One advantage of South Dakota over, say, Texas is in Texas, people have to get their vehicles inspected annually.
Yes.
So that requires a trip back to Texas. In South Dakota, that doesn't happen. We don't do that.
That's an excellent benefit right there. Because I've been a Texas resident, and it's a real pain, okay. Yes, to have to get back there.
You know the pain involved with that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. The vehicle is not in Texas more than a month out of the year, and yet right. You have to go through all of this expensive, elaborate testing procedure.
Exactly.
Yeah. When it comes to registering to vote, can you help people there too?
Absolutely. We do boats. We do canoes. We do motorcycles, trailers, all sorts of things. So like I said, it just requires that people sign up for an annual mailbox with us. That's what the county requires. We can walk you through everything and help you out. And the thing about registering vehicles is people sign up for a mailbox with us and they want to register their RV. That does not require a visit to our offices in Sioux Falls. We can do that over email and over the phone. So the only time people have to come into the state is if they're going to do that one night stay to gain residency.
Okay. Well, that's a very liberal policy.
It is. It is. It's a very friendly policy. And it's interesting because we do have, I mentioned earlier, a competitor in Sioux Falls. We've got another competitor on the other side of the state. But other than that, our competitors are typically in Texas or Florida, but even Florida is getting a little odd about this whole residency issue.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine because of the whole voting ramifications that come with right. It sometimes, but South Dakota seems to embrace that kind of situation.
Do.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that you offer a special discount for veterans and active duty military members.
We do. When a veteran or an active duty military sign up for our service, when they pay for a year, we actually give them 14 months of service. So they get an extra 2 months free. That's, you know, $24 in tax, but it's a savings. That same discount applies to family motor coach members. But yeah, we try to recognize our service members, and I've got a brother who's retired Air Force Reserve, and my father was a Navy pilot. So we're very keen on trying to show our appreciation to service members and their families.
I know RVers use this type of service a lot, but are there other people who can benefit from this type of arrangement?
Yeah, we've got clients that are medical people that are moving from contract to contract. So they may be in Chicago for 4 months, and then they're in Detroit for 3 months, and then down to Austin for 6 months. Those types of people, or just what I would call road warriors, people that work on pipelines, communication jobs that require them to be all over the country, that works. Our service is great for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask a tricky question. If somebody in a high income tax state just decided that they didn't want to pay taxes in that state anymore, can they just set up residency in South Dakota, or is there more involved than that?
If someone is working and living, I'll give you an example. I had a potential client call me. He lived in Indiana and he heard about the mail forwarding. And so I spoke to him on the phone and I asked him some questions. And so we screened people. I said, are you living and working in Indiana? He said, yes. I just want to get the South Dakota residency to avoid the tax. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Where we can help people is if they're retired or they're full-time RVers because they choose that lifestyle, then they would qualify for obtaining South Dakota residency. But, you know, we just don't sign up people that live somewhere else and they're trying to avoid taxes. That's not ethical, and we won't do that.
Okay, that's good. To help people, can people get help when they're outside the United States as well?
Yes. In fact, we have clients. I've got a client that lives in Warsaw, Poland, and about once a month I send out his mail, UPS International. We've got teachers that live in Southeast Asia and Thailand. We've got a fair number of RVers that winter down in Mexico. And there's large communities down there that are primarily American or Canadian RVers that just, you know, to avoid the cold, they live down in Mexico. So we handle their mail for them. We send it to Mexico. In some situations, we send it to a border town, and they go up and collect it to like a UPS store in Amarillo or something like that. So
that's a great added service. So if you are in your RV and you want to go spend a summer in Europe, for example, you can still get your mail.
Absolutely. And we also, you know, in some cases if I'm going to go overseas and travel for 2 months, we'll just put their mailbox on hold unless they want us to forward it on. We're happy to do that. But the other client that we serve is what I call snowbirds, people that would just want to head south for 3 or 4 months. And so we can set up a mailbox for people like that for that short term. Some people do that every year, so they want to keep the same mailbox number with us, personal mailbox number. So what we do in that case, let's say they're going to be on the road for 4 months. The other months of the year, we just charge a nominal $5 fee just to reserve their mailbox so they can keep that same number.
Now, you don't provide any type of banking services, right? So if somebody gets a check in the mail, you're not going to deposit it for them?
Actually, we do that. We will do that. I end up for some reason the general manager gets picked to do this, but I end up probably three, sometimes four times a week running to different banks in town to deposit. You know, credit unions are really good for that because Some credit unions will partner with other credit unions. So even though your credit union might not be here in Sioux Falls, if clients check with their credit union to see if they are intertwined with a branch that's in Sioux Falls, I'm happy to take it. Other ways we do it is we'll mail a check to a bank if we don't have a branch here in Sioux Falls. I just earlier this week mailed a pretty sizable retirement check. It went UPS second day air, but it went to somebody's Vanguard office out on the East Coast. And so we sent it UPS second day air so we could track it properly and ensure that it arrived. So yeah, we're happy to help out people any way we can.
So that would be a big plus for somebody who runs a business from their RV if they were going to be getting checks, et cetera, from their clients and customers.
Absolutely.
You guys will help them.
If they want us to help process to facilitate their business, we're happy to do that for them. And the digital mail would be an ideal situation for people like that because they'd be able to see the return address on the checks as they come in and notify us what they'd want done with that sort of thing.
Well, that's an excellent idea. Very, very, very beneficial service. And I know there are a lot of mail services in America right now that are pretending to offer this level of support. But I can tell you from experience that the ones I used when I was on the road were not very beneficial at all. How long does it typically take for mail to, if somebody were to call you and say, I want my mail forwarded, how long does it typically take to get it to you or get it to that person?
Well, it starts with a phone call or an email to us. And if we get that phone call typically before 11 a.m. or noon, it may even go out that same day. And it depends on what part of the country people are in and how they want the mail sent. But some people want it sent first class and they know it's going to be normally 3 to 4 days to get to wherever they are. If, by the way, if I'm sending out somebody's license plates or vehicle title, I absolutely insist that we send that out priority mail so we have a tracking number in case there's an issue. But the one thing I would caution people on with mail service from any place is November and December each year, the U.S. Post Office stops sending their mail via air carrier like FedEx, because FedEx doesn't have any room on their jets that time of year for U.S. mail. So everything except to Hawaii and Alaska gets trucked. And so we just try to give people a heads up in late October, early November. Just be aware that once it leaves our office, we can't do anything about it typically, but your transit times get a little bit longer during the holiday period.
Okay.
And but there are times where somebody... we will send mail to somebody at an RV park. And meanwhile, they get a call from home and they have to return home because they have a leaky pipe or something, or they have to go somewhere else because someone is sick in their family. We'll work with those people in terms of contacting the campground or wherever the mail is going to get it rerouted back to us. Or sometimes we can get it rerouted to where they're going to be. But we'll do what we can to help people out.
That's excellent. If people wanted more information about your best address, how could they find it?
Well, the easiest way to find us is on the website, which is www.yourbestaddress.com. Or we have a Facebook page. Just type in your best address. And our phone number is area code 605-334-5313.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate the time. It's a very valuable service that you're offering to RVers, and I hope a lot of people take advantage of it.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate you reaching out, and we're happy to help whoever decides they need help.
I'd like to thank Bill Lenzenmeyer for taking time to talk to us today about your best address and the advantages to setting up residency in South Dakota. I know a number of people who have done so over the years, and nobody has expressed any regret to me. I remember when I was full-time RVing for 3 years, getting mail was a constant struggle. I either had to inconvenience someone to go to the post office box in my hometown and get the letters and then forward them to me, and I was at the mercy of their schedule. I also tried a mail forwarding service that really didn't offer the benefits of Your Best Address. The process was very slow, and it would take up to 3 weeks before I got notification that a letter had arrived. I was an Arizona resident at the time, and Sun City was my permanent address. Because that city was a Phoenix suburb, registering a car and RV was very expensive, because the first place, the vehicle taxes were based on the vehicle's value. Plus, each vehicle had to be driven back to Arizona to have emissions tests performed every year. That too was costly, and the test had to be completed even if the car and the RV was in the state less than 4 weeks a year. So the services provided by Your Best Address are very good value for people who live, work, and play in their RVs. Plus, the services are very affordable for all the benefits that come with it. I encourage everyone to check out the various services Your Best Address can provide by visiting www.yourbestaddress.com. Just like Your Best Address, Work Camper News provides valuable service to people who want to support their RV travel adventures by connecting them to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's episode. Next week, we'll hear from some other RVers who are enjoying the work camping lifestyle. Plus, there's a big announcement brewing from the Work Camper News Group about a new service that's about to be launched. We'll bring you that information as soon as we can. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Work Camper Show.